President Obama's $3.7 trillion 2012 budget request would freeze non-security discretionary spending for 5 years. The White House says it will help put the government on a more sustainable spending path. Jacob Liu is the director of the Office of Management and Budget. He says the first step to getting on that sustainable path is reforming the way agencies do business.
Putting more federal funding up for competition, cutting waste and reorganizing government so that it better serves the American people. The budget cuts more than $2 billion in administrative overhead, things like travel, printing supplies, and advisory contract services. It embraces the competitive grant programs based on the race to the top model and applies that to programs from early childhood education through college. It applies it to allocating grants for transportation, for workforce training programs, and for the way we encourage commercial building efficiency, and electric vehicle deployment.
Liu says the constrained fiscal environment will force agencies to think in new ways about how they can save money.
As every family has to make choices and every business has to make choices, priorities will have to be set. And getting our priorities oriented around doing the things that are most important is going to be critical. I don't think it's going to be easy. We have a great workforce, and there are additional burdens being put on the federal workforce. We've tried to provide growth where those burdens can't be managed within totals, but we also have to look internally to get administrative savings in most places. There are more agencies on the domestic side going down than up.
Liu says reductions in agencies won't be enough, though. Some programs are going to simply have to go.
On the discretionary side, we have a five-year freeze, which will save $400 billion over 10 years. Part of the cuts are in outdated programs, things that are duplicative, and things that we would choose to cut just because it's the right thing to do. Part of the cuts are not going to be in that area. They're going to be things that we wouldn't do but for the fiscal challenges we face. In total, we have more than 200 terminations and reductions. We get $33 billion in savings just in this year alone.
Even though the overall message to agencies is one of reduction, Liu says there are some places where federal jobs are going to be created.
Growth is in areas, for the most part, that relates to new activities. So, for example, implementing financial regulatory reform requires new personnel at the Treasury Department, at the SEC, at the Commodities Future Trading Commission. If you look agency by agency, you'll see that it's not a story of broad-based growth.
Liu also says the administration wants to speed up efforts to save money by selling excess federal properties. Agencies have already found nearly $2 billion in savings, but that's well below the president's goal of $8 billion. Liu says the administration has identified 14,000 excess and 55,000 underutilized properties.
We also set up a process that will enable us to quickly dispose of excess federal property so we can actually save billions of dollars by not holding on to property that we no longer need.
Liu says at the end of the day, the administration kept everything on the table for possible cuts.
We're achieving savings in all areas of the budget. It's domestic discretionary spending, defense spending, mandatories, revenues. And we have what we think is a responsible, comprehensive approach that gets us to that bottom line. And now we look forward to working with the Congress so we can get something enacted that's really in the best interest of the American people.
That's OMB Director Jacob Liu. You can find all of Federal News Radio's budget coverage at federalnewsradio.com. And one of the things we have right on our website is a link to the chart right out of the budget, which shows the cabinet-level departments and the judiciary branch also, and the legislative branch, and the budgets for those and what's going up and what's going down. Congress is, they're not doing too bad. They're going to be up 6.9% next year, but it's a relatively small figure. It costs about $4.8 billion to run the Congress. They're looking for $5.2 billion. But yes, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 departments or branches that are getting increases in budgets. And 1, 2, 3, actually that's 10, because education is getting a gigantic increase, 38% to $68 billion, up from $50 billion this year. And so that's one of the big ones going up. And transportation. And I think that part of that 68% increase that's proposed, which would bring it to $128 billion, is some of the rail and rail programs that have been proposed, high-speed rail and so forth. But that chart really tells the picture, and it also tells the picture of where they're not cutting substantially. HHS is listed at $895 billion. Of course, that's not just the operational cost of the agency. That $895 billion represents what they pay out in Medicare and Medicaid through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And that shows a 1% reduction in Medicaid, but that's a down payment on the future health care costs under health care reform, and ditto for Social Security, which rises from $803 billion in 2011 to $818 billion, a 1.9% increase, but 1 or 2% at Social Security on a base of $800 billion is a lot of money. And those two areas are where the real fiscal battle is yet to take place. And so the question I think the American people are asking is, do the administration and Congress of all sides have the courage to get together and really go after that one?